I had no idea what to do. Shoot it, I thought, but the laser rifle was, in hindsight, not the best weapon I could have selected. A few pencil-thin holes right through its body were not going to massively impede this creature. No point aiming for specific areas of brain function either. It hardly had a brain to begin with, even before giving birth to the young that would eat that tiny knot of neurons. The laser was a pulse weapon, the beam too transient to be used as a blade. I would have been better off with the scythe I had used against the impostor.
Tanner, stay still. It has a lock on you.
Out of the corner of my eye, I didn't dare move my head. I saw Kaweah approaching in a near crouch. He had the crossbow against his shoulder, squinting along the weapon's long haft.
That won't do much more than piss it off, I said, in not much more than a hiss.
Kaweah answered in a stage whisper,
Yeah, big time. The dose was for the first one. This one's no more than 15 meters. That's 12% of the body volume, which means the dose'll be 8 times too strong.
He paused and halted,
or thereabouts.
He was within range now. Above me the head swayed from side to side, tasting the wind. Perhaps, following the other larger adult, it was impatient to be moving on. But it could not let this possibility of prey pass without investigation. Perhaps it had not eaten in months. Dieterling had said that they always had one last meal before fusion. Maybe this one was too small to be ready to bind with a tree, but there was no reason to assume it was not hungry. Moving my hands as slowly and smoothly as I dared, I slipped off the rifle's safety catch, feeling the subliminal shiver as the discharge cells powered up, accompanied by a faint rising whine. The head bowed toward me, drawn by the rifle.
This weapon is now ready for use, the rifle said brightly.
The snake lunged, its wide mouth opening, the two attack phase eyes gleaming at me from the mouth's red roof, triangulating. I fired, straight into the mouth. The head smashed into the dirt next to me, its lunge confused by the laser pulses. Angered, the snake reared up, its mouth wide, emitting a terrible roar and a smell like a field of butchered corpses. I had squeezed off 10 rapid pulses, a stroboscopic volley which had punched 10 black craters into the roof of the mouth. I could see the exit wounds peppering the back of the head, each finger wide. I'd blinded it. But it had enough memory to remember roughly where I was. I stumbled back as the head daggered down again, and then there was a glint of bright metal cleaving the air and the thunk of Kaweah's crossbow. His dart had buried itself in the neck of the snake, instantly discharging its payload of tranquilizer.
Tanner, get the fuck away!
He reached into his bandolier and extracted another dart, then cranked back the bow and slipped the second dart into place. A moment later it joined the other in the snake's neck. That was, if he had done his sums correctly, and the darts were both coded for large adults, something like 16 times the dose necessary to put this specimen to sleep. I was out of harm's way now, but I kept firing, and now I realized that we had another problem.
Kaweah, I said.
He must have seen that I was looking beyond rather than at him, for he stopped and looked over his shoulder, frozen in the action of reaching for another dart. The other snake had curved round in a loop, and now its head was emerging from the left side of the trail, only 20 meters from Kaweah.
The distress call, he said.
Until now we had not even known they had any calls. But he was right. My wounding the smaller snake had drawn the interest of the first, and now Kaweah was trapped.